Brett Laurie, my favorite Blue Jay. Welcome to the Damn It Maury Show featuring Roz and Mocha. How are you, dude?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much. How are you?
I am well. So how does it feel to be my one guest that I had to have on the Damn It Maury Show?
It feels very special, and I feel privileged to be on.
Now, what are your thoughts on the title that I'm giving you? You are now, like, officially the bad boy of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it's interesting. It has its perks and not from different points of the game, but I mean, I didn't intend on it. I guess it just sort of happened. I guess it's kind of weird the way it happened, but it's interesting.
Now, I've been told I'm bad luck for the team because anytime we've ever talked, you've lost. So I do apologize if that's true.
Okay, if it is, then I'm not a huge superstitious guy, but we're going to try and keep this train rolling.
Okay, now, any truth to, like, do you have anger issues or no?
No, not at all. I don't have anger issues. I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty high-energy guy, and I have a lot of passion.
So I shouldn't be warning you, like, going to throw some hat at me or some shit?
No, I shouldn't. I don't believe so, no.
Now, what happened there? Like, and we never had the chance to talk about this on KISS. It was just a complete misunderstanding, right?
Of course. I mean, it was just point of the game, the heat of the battle, and, you know, it's just that's my passion for the game, and it was just unfortunate that the helmet seemed to bounce up and hit the umpire. That wasn't my intention at all.
So what do you do on, like, 4 days off? What's your thing? What did you do on 4 days off? Did you watch TV? Did you, like, you know, go to the spa?
No, I had to watch the game from the suite, which was pretty much, I called the penalty box. It was a different point of the game where, I mean, a chance where I got to view the game, and I wasn't a big fan of it just because it just, everything just looks different to me from in the stands. And
if you actually have to come in, like, if I was suspended, I'd be like, dude, I'm staying home.
Oh, I know, but I had to come in. I felt like I needed to come in just because I wanted to get my work in. I got to get my work in early. I got to take BP and get all my work in. And then when it was about game time, about 7 o'clock, I had to vacate the premises, get out of the clubhouse, all team areas, and I had to go up into a suite. I couldn't sit in a press box.
BP.
Batting practice.
Yes. Sorry.
It's okay. BP, batting practice, like we're sitting right now looking at batting practice, BP. But yeah, I had to watch the game from the suite and kind of look at the game through a spectator's point of view.
Brett Laurie, what do we need to do on this team to get back on top? We've lost a few games. What do we need to do?
Keep grinding.
Yeah, man.
You got to keep grinding. This is a tough game. I don't think a lot of people really realize how hard it is. Everyone just thinks, you know, we lost, blah, blah, blah. But it's a very tough game. And, you know, I give a lot of credit to our guys because we are playing the game real well right now. And I think we just got to continue forward about, you know, what we're doing and about us. And I think we're going to be all right.
Can we talk about us for a minute? Like, Roz was saying that our relationship is like minus, what is it, negative and positive, where it's like, I have this massive crush on you and you want nothing to do with me.
Interesting. Yeah, that's, you could put it that way, I guess. I mean, I don't have a crush on you.
Come on.
No, I don't have a crush on you, but.
No.
No, not at all. But I mean, I like you as a friend.
Hey, you know what? I'll take that.
Yes, you take that. I mean, that's the only way you can take it.
Now, was it? Did you unveil a line of pants? What is it? Like underwear or something?
No, it was. I did a Victoria's Secret thing.
Yeah,
we had a. Because
that like a dream come true for you?
It was interesting. It was pretty special, I guess you could say.
And this is where you unveiled what you wear underneath your pants.
No, not at all. That's not.
I read that in the newspaper, dude.
I don't know who read you. I don't know who read that story or wrote that story, but no, that's.
Well, I'll tell you what they said, and you tell me if it's true or not. They said you wear boxer briefs.
I wear Hanes, Fruit of the Loom, stuff like that. I'm not a boxer guy.
That's oh, wow. So just like boxers?
No,
briefs,
boxers.
Briefs.
Briefs, yeah. I like the. I'm a big support guy.
Don't you think that sort of ruins your future for children?
Not at all. I think it increases. I don't think like that.
Okay.
Not at all, and it hasn't stopped me yet.
Awesome. Well, I hope to chat with you again, and thank you so much for being a guest on the Damn It Maury Show, KISS 92.5.
Yeah, thank you very much.